Business banking shouldn't feel like another transaction. UMass 5's Commercial Services Division is comprised of business owners, so when it's time to make crucial decisions, we're ready with advice drawn from hands-on experience. Contact Jeff Simpson, CFA, at 413-256-5560 or visit umass5.coop/business.
Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local. And brought to you by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And here is your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's a recovering entrepreneur and consultant to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Here is Tom Fox.
Hey, thanks a lot for the intro, sir. And our guest this week is Rick Sullivan, President and CEO of the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts. So, Rick, I'm excited to have you on today. You've had an exciting career. You've been in the Valpatrick administration. You were a mayor of Westfield. And I've got to assume you've seen the economy from very different perspectives. And as we're coming out of COVID, I thought you'd just be a wonderful conversation on what you see, how things are coming along, and what's on the horizon. So thanks a lot for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. There are a lot of different perspectives on the economy as we not only come out of COVID, but I think really for Western Massachusetts, the opportunities in the longer run to really come out and be in a better place than we even entered COVID. So I look forward to the conversation. Thanks for having me.
So when you say, you said something that is intriguing, and I like to hear you. You said the opportunity coming out of this because. And listen, let's be honest, you know, there's plenty of challenging news and things that we've seen about COVID, but to talk about opportunity and growth out of it, that's exciting. It's exciting to hear that we in Western Mass might have that opportunity. So by all means, elaborate a little bit on that if you can.
I will. So as you mentioned in the intro, I did work, I was Governor Patrick's chief of staff and I was in his cabinet. And one of his guiding principles was we certainly are going to have tough times and there will be natural disasters. But don't you lose those opportunities to come out better than you went into them. And I think that this is really a perfect opportunity for Western Mass. We are a region that, you know, when compared to Boston or some of the other metro areas are smaller. We are more spread out in terms of geographically. And, you know, we have a mentality of outdoor recreation and the environment. And all of a sudden, those attributes, when you look at quality of life and you also layer on cost of living, all of a sudden we're attractive. Where 6 months before, you know, the kind of the exciting thing to do was go to the big city and, you know, be part of that economy. And now people have really spent, the last 2-3 months kind of reflecting on what's important, how they work. Their family life, and again, just what the things are important to them, their quality of life. And all of a sudden, Western Massachusetts is attractive. And, you know, we can offer you a business climate that is smaller, the cost of doing businesses are less. Many people, many companies are moving to a wholly working from home, telecommuting, or at least not requiring a daily presence in the main office. And, you know, therefore, you can live in Western Massachusetts and experience the great recreational opportunities and the great quality of life that we have here in Western Massachusetts. And we've seen it even during these times of COVID when, you know, people are, you know, working from home and they're not as active. You know, we have 42 different site searches going on right now. And to be clear, a lot of those will end up, you know, not necessarily resulting in a company, you know, growing here, moving here, but it does show interest. Yeah. And so that's a good number for us here in Western Massachusetts. And those are companies that are looking at, you know, maybe I don't need to be in the Boston market. Maybe I can be in Western Massachusetts. If my people are going to be working from home, where can they live and work in a much less congested section? I mean, public transportation, you know, people are not, you know, too excited at the moment of jumping into the T or, the daily transit, so some are, you know, that have to go into work. If they're driving, we've got a much better, much better commute than trying to commute into the big city. you know, companies and particularly manufacturing are reexamining their supply chains. And, you know, do they want to have a reliance on, you know, the Asian markets or, you know, overseas markets where, you know, maybe it's cheaper, but if it isn't as reliable. So we are seeing opportunities. In fact, we're going to be running an event probably late summer, early fall, or with some Boston-based companies that are going to stand up and say, here's our supply chains. And, you know, what does Western Massachusetts have in terms of opportunities to come into those supply chains? Everything wow. from manufacturing to, you know, their call center operations or some other back office operations that, you know, they have been relying on overseas. And, you know, so there's some onshoring or at least some discussions of onshoring. And, you know, I don't want to create the impression that, you know, there's a big deal to announce tomorrow or the next day. But I am saying that there is interest, and I think that interest is real, and I think it's an opportunity. So when I say I think Western Mass can come out of this and actually be in a better position in terms of what our economy is, I am very optimistic that that is, in fact, going to be the case. Now, is there going to be a slowness to the operations and the openings, particularly when you look at the smaller businesses on Main Street and the restaurants and the travel and tourism, you know, venues that we have here in Western Massachusetts? Absolutely. So, you know, far from out of COVID and back to normal, we're not even close to that. But I do think the long run, and that is part of what the EDC is really all about. In fact, we just adopted a new strategic plan earlier today that really looks to the future of having our economy certainly back to what it was, you know, pre-COVID, but keywords better. And, you know, making sure that the economy is better for everybody, not just our member businesses. Certainly we're interested in our member businesses, but really for everybody. And that's all the citizens of Western Massachusetts.
All boats rise, you know, so if we help one industry to, you know, stabilize, grow and so on like that, the surrounding industries. I remember back when MGM was being talked about, and they talked about the residual jobs created in an economy when things like that happen. The same thing here. If we build up good industries, there's going to be other people that need to come in and support it. You know, interestingly enough, you shared something earlier that got my attention. I can't remember if it was AP or The Times, but there was a piece that actually came out earlier today as we're doing this recording that talked about people over the last 2 months that have typically it's several months to make a decision to move. But they've actually been moving during COVID because of what you just said. Hey, you know what? I can work from home from now. I don't need to be in the city. I can go someplace closer to my mom and dad or someplace more, you know, whatever it is. And I got to tell you, I've been hiking. And there's no shortage of people out there enjoying Western Massachusetts right now. And it's great to see.
Well, I mean, you know, again, it's really one of the attributes that we have, right? I mean, it's the hiking, it's the biking, it's the white water, you know, skiing in the winter times. And, you know, when you look at all the other cultural and recreational opportunities and in the travel and tourism venues that we have here, I mean, the quality of life is great. I mean, for those of us that live here, we know that. But, you know, when you have to access the bigger cities, you know, we're an hour and a half away from, you know, the New Yorks, the Bostons. And, you know, if those are things or the cultural opportunities that may be there that, you know, we don't have all of them, you know, you can be there quickly. So we are really in, I think, a great position, you know, moving forward.
You know, when we look at, you know, moving forward, you know, there are, and you alluded to this earlier, there are going to be some industries that maybe didn't miss a beat. You know, they've functioned throughout this. They've had to iterate in some ways, some people working from home and so on like that. Other ones, tremendous pivot. You know, I think of, you know, we mentioned restaurants and things like that. Really, you know, had to address it a certain different way.
Yep.
Do you see overall from, I guess, the pulse of the community, are there industries that are going to be, that you're looking at to say, well, listen, these folks are going to really take a little while to get back, whereas other industries are going to be like, you know, they're okay. Are there concerns out there?
Yeah. So, I mean, in general, the manufacturing community has done fine. Most of them were declared, you know, essential businesses. So most of them continued operating, obviously, with all the public health safeguards in place. And so, you know, the manufacturing sector, I would say, first off, we all know it's key to our economy here in Western Mass, but it's been fairly robust in general. And most of the manufacturers are actually looking for employees. You know, they would all hire tomorrow if they could. So we still have that workforce issue that is out there, which will be a major part of our strategic plan moving forward as well. So that is still there. So, you know, that sector seems to do well. You know, without a doubt, I think anything that is restaurant related and travel tourism venues, particularly the larger venues, you know, it's going to be very slow. You know, the casino is scheduled to be open probably later this month, beginning of July, obviously with all kinds of significant health protocols in place. But, you know, you look at somebody like a Six Flags and, you know, right now they're not until a phase four. Well, you know, again, that's an important operation for our economy here. The number of employees that are seasonal, that are there, full-time employees, you know, the economic spin of Six Flags, those things are all important. You know, the Big E, you know, singular event over 17 days, but, you know, still important to the region. Those are going to be very difficult and slow in terms of the opening process. It's not going to, you know, turn on a dime. So anybody that's in any of those kind of sectors, I think it is going to be slow. Many of them have come up with some very creative plans in terms of how they're, you know, trying to, you know, keep their businesses moving forward. So, you know, they're going to need some help though. So those are the ones that are probably on the other side that are going to take a little bit longer.
So we're continuing our conversation with Rick Sullivan, President and CEO of the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts. We want to also give thanks to our sponsor, UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. And Rick, you mentioned innovation. I saw something on Facebook the other day. The Big E's going to have like a drive-through kind of, you know, food event and things like that. That's kind of, you know, that is innovation. It's fun. It's doing something different when people are, you know, let's be honest, we've all been cooped up. Everybody wants to get out of the house. We want to be safe. We want to be mindful of our neighbors and be safe to them too. Mm-hmm. But to get us out of the house, some fun stuff like that looks pretty interesting.
I agree with you. I mean, I saw that as well. And it was like, you know what, you know, I could see myself driving through there. Who doesn't want a Big E cream puff, you know? So that's the type of thing you've seen. But, you know, Western Massachusetts is known for innovation, you know, going back to the days of the armory. That's why it's here, right? So, you know, I'm not surprised that you've seen that innovation. I do think innovation in general is an important part of our economy, you know, certainly today, but moving forward, you know, VVM, Valley Venture Mentors, is a affiliate of the EDCs, and, you know, they do great work over there trying to grow that. But the individual business owners and operations, you know, they've had to be creative in order to survive and move forward. So, you know, you've seen some pretty interesting things out there.
You know, and the bigger factor in all this, you know, we can talk about opening up and things like that, but, you know, it's not field of dreams, build it and they will come. People have some genuine concerns about, you know, COVID and how it's really, you know, where it's really going. So the other end of it, I guess, from a recovering entrepreneur standpoint is, wow, I open up and now nobody comes. You know, it's that, do I open, do I not open? I mean, it's got to be, I mean, are you dealing with some of that? Or is this where you can bring in some of your partners, like chambers and things like that, and say, listen, you know, I want you to talk to the SBA or whoever it is. Yep. Sometimes I got to imagine some of those business owners just need someone to talk to.
Well, there's always that. And the EDC does have a number of affiliates, you know, certainly the Springfield Chamber, the ERC5 Chamber. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Valley Venture Mentors in particular. But, you know, also, you know, the different lending institutions, whether it's the credit unions and our sponsor here, but, you know, some of the members of the EDC, you know, as well as Common Capital. You know, we do have a number of resources, and we have found ourselves at the EDC, you know, connecting businesses, not just for members, but from off of the, you know, off of the main streets that are looking to get connected into, you know, whether they need financial help or they need legal help, you know, whatever that might be. We have found ourselves playing that convening role or that connecting role. And I think that's an important part of what we do. In fact, our board chair, Kevin Van, today created a COVID response team, and really all of our members stepped up and, you know, wanted to be part of that and are always willing to take a call and help the struggling business or the entrepreneur or, you know, whatever the case may be with getting at least the best information, because it is uncertain times. And certainly some of the smaller companies and smaller entrepreneurs and the minority owned businesses don't necessarily have the long-term banking relationships that they need to be able to move forward and survive, or even apply for the PPP program. And so we were able to make some of those connections as well, but definitely rely on our partners and our affiliates on that.
So if I'm one of those small business owners that's still kind of scratching my head right now, and I have some level of, you know, I just kind of don't know the best way for me to go, can they reach out to your organization? What would you recommend? How would they start that journey?
Sure, they can do that. And, you know, we tend to connect them up with whatever the best resource for that situation is. Now, maybe it's the EDC, but as we already talked about, maybe it's one of the other affiliates, or maybe it's a direct connection to, you know, a lawyer or a banker or a financial advisor, or, you know, just somebody who's willing to serve as a mentor and look at a business plan.
No, that's great. And especially now, you know, when you talk about opportunity and coming out of this, you know, we may find out when there's 20, I think as of this morning, there's like 29.1 million people who are unemployed. This may push people to say, you know, now's that time for me to start this business because I've got this time now, is able to kind of fulfill my vision. But wow, I really don't know where to start because of COVID. So this could be that opportunity to start something new. And what better way to have a resource than to contact the EDC and say, well, listen, here's what I want to do. And they can at least get you somewhere to talk to somebody.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things we did today in adopting the new strategic plan was also adopt the anchor institution strategy, which really was led by Bay State. But we've got a number of other members from MassMutual and Big Y and UMass that are willing to commit. And there is actually a commitment letter that they signed that when they're looking at hiring, and you mentioned unemployment, that they're going to look, you know, local to that and really be kind of a skills based employer and hire locally and look at their supply chains and try to buy local from local sources and make capital investments, you know, in the region that will be impactful and it all comes together, right? It all comes together for everybody's physical and mental well-being and health to education to employment. To, you know, quite frankly, where everybody falls on the poverty lines. And, you know, we need to be purposeful in that. And so that the anchor strategy, which is really, you know, a national leading strategy, we didn't invent it, but we will adopt it. And our employers here will do it, which is really investing first and foremost in ourselves. And that means all of the people of Western Massachusetts. And it's a loud statement, I think, from the members of the EDC to adopt this strategy.
Well, I got to say, it's probably a statement that many people out there that are in this situation right now, you know, unemployed, we know some jobs aren't coming back. There's been further, you know, evidence of that, and we'll see that as everything kind of continues. But it's good at least for people to hear, especially the businesses that have been so good to the community, to realize there's further investments to be made because people want to reinvest in their community, want to work here, they want to live here, they want to play here. And we've got a great area to do that. So it's really encouraging to hear that, you know, your member businesses are really looking at that and being cognizant of that.
Thanks.
So listen, we got less than a minute left. So I'm not going to ask you anything heady. But I guess I would say, you know, I appreciate you come on and sharing that, especially some of the good news you've been sharing about what's been going on with the EDC, what to look forward to. So I guess any parting advice you might give to somebody, let's say that's either, you know, coming out of this from a business perspective or maybe just wondering what's next. You know, you talked about opportunity at the beginning of that. I love the way you started off with that. You know, what would be your words of wisdom?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, we certainly recognize the fact that certainly many of the smaller businesses are going to struggle, you know, coming out of this. So, you know, certainly not trying to minimize that. And, you know, where we can be helpful in that and making those connections and be supportive of that. We absolutely will be. But taking the longer look of it, I am very bullish on Western Massachusetts and our ability to, in the long run, actually be in a much better place from in terms of measuring our economy post-COVID than we entered it. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes timing is everything. And I think the things that are going to be important to companies and individuals moving forward are the very things that we in Western Massachusetts have to offer to have a great quality of life and a great place to be doing business.
Awesome. Listen, Rick, thank you very much for coming on the program again. Thanks to Rick Sullivan, President and CEO of the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts. We want to also give thanks to our sponsor, UMass 5's Commercial Services Division, for their support for the program. Rick, thanks a lot, and you have an awesome day, and keep up all the good work. Thanks for your leadership.
Thanks, Tom. Anytime. Thanks.